Welcome to Between Sundays, short daily reflections for carrying the week's teaching into your commute, your morning walk, and your quiet moments. Brought to you by Jellypod, where anyone can create their own podcast with AI.
We tend to look for God in the earthquakes of our week, don't we? You know what I mean, the big high-volume moments. That sudden dramatic breakthrough at work, or maybe that panic-inducing deadline on Wednesday where you barely made it across the finish line and just let out this loud, roaring gasp of relief. We set up this expectation, this trap, really, where we assume God only speaks when he is shouting at us through a megaphone.
But think about Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter 19, he's standing there on the edge of the mountain, absolutely exhausted, waiting for a word. And the text says a great wind tears into the mountain, but God isn't in the wind. Then an earthquake, but God isn't in the earthquake. Then a fire, nothing. Now, growing up, you probably heard the classic King James translation of what came next, that still small voice. But the modern NRSV translation translates that phrase as a sound of sheer silence. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence.
Now, that sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it? A sound of silence? But if you look at the original Hebrew, there is this incredible, almost physical picture. The phrase is kol demama daka. Kol is indeed a sound or a voice. And demama, which comes from the root demam, meaning to cease, be still, or keep quiet, it means a stillness. But it's that third word, daka, that changes everything. Daka means thin or fine. It's the word used for something literally crushed into powder or beaten down thin like gold leaf. So what Elijah actually heard wasn't just an empty vacuum. It was a crushed silence. A stillness beaten so thin, so delicate, that he could slide into the tiniest, most microscopic cracks of a bruised and noisy life.
I have to confess, I lose sight of this constantly. My Mondays through Thursdays are usually a blur of loud, demanding windstorms, answering emails, solving immediate crises, rushing from one meeting to the next. And it is so easy to ride that wave of noise and completely step over the fragile, crushed silence that God is actually offering us. We treat the quiet spaces as empty space to be filled, rather than the very place where God is breathing.
So, as we head into the weekend, I want to invite you to do a little Friday retrospective. Don't look back at your last 5 days through the lens of your biggest, loudest achievements or your heaviest stressors. Instead, let's look for the margins. Let's look for the demama daka, the crushed silence in your ordinary week.
Think about where it might have lived for you. Maybe it was those 30 seconds in the car, sitting in the parking lot with the engine off, just holding the steering wheel before you open the door to walk into a really difficult meeting. Or maybe it was that one deep, deliberate breath you took on Thursday afternoon with your fingers hovering over the keyboard right before you typed a gentle reply to an email that had originally made your blood boil. Or maybe it was just the soft, quiet hum of the kitchen at 6 a.m. on Wednesday, holding a warm mug before the rest of the house woke up and the day's demands rushed in.
Those tiny 2-minute gaps aren't empty time. They are the thin spaces. So as you walk or drive today, let me leave you with this question. if God's presence this week wasn't in the loudest, most urgent demands of your calendar? What was He whispering to you in those moments of crushed silence you almost ignored?
Let's take a moment to quiet our hearts together. Lord, we bring You the clatter and the accumulated noise of these past 5 days. We lay down the winds, the earthquakes, and the fires of this week. Help us to breathe. Help us to find rest, not in the loud answers, but in Your sheer, delicate, crushed silence. Be in our quiet margins this weekend. Amen. Go in peace, my friends. Talk to you soon.